ride up on the roof, I'd pay my fare. But what's the use? So I always ride up on the roof on the Kettle Valley line. I order my meals through the ventilator on the Kettle Valley line. I order my meals through the ventilator on the Kettle Valley line. I order my meals through the ventilator. They taste no worse than says tipping the waiter. I order my meals through the ventilator on the Kettle Valley line. I buy a sandwich from the cook on the Kettle Valley line. I buy a sandwich from the cook on the Kettle Valley line. I buy a sandwich from the cook, he pockets my money, the dirty crook. I buy a sandwich from the cook on the Kettle Valley line. The railroad bulls are gentlemen on the Kettle Valley line. The railroad bulls are gentlemen on the Kettle Valley line. The railroad bulls are gentlemen, we'll never see their like again. Oh, the railroad bulls are gentlemen on the Kettle Valley line. They tip their hats and call you sir on the Kettle Valley line. They tip their hats and call you sir on the Kettle Valley line. They tip their hats and call you sir, then chuck you into the local stir. But they tip their hats and call you sir on the Kettle Valley line. On the Kettle Valley line. On the Kettle Valley
old hobo song from Canada. Everybody stop what you're doing, this is an emergency. Flames are flaring, smoke is rising, everyone come and see. Fire, 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 waste paper basket fire. Fire, 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 waste paper basket fire. Try to smother it with that raincoat over by the windowsill. Fill up every paper cup and empty every pink well. Douse it with a pot of coffee lest it overcomes us. Evacuate before the room becomes a furnace. Fire, 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 waste paper basket fire. Fire, 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 waste paper basket fire. Do not attempt to save expensive pieces of equipment. Try to keep a level head through this excitement. Climb onto the fire escape and do as you're instructed to. Leave behind all articles of sentimental value. Fire, 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 waste paper basket fire. Fire, 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 waste paper basket fire. Confesses to have failed to snuff his still-lit cigarette, and he threw it in the rubbish pail. We will give him 40 lashings, lock him in the pillory, and shame him in the public square for everyone to see. Fire, 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 fire. basket fire. Fire, 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 fire. Waste with the basket fire.
Woo!
Yeah!
This is another kind of municipal kind type song. Called The Ever Improving Village. And Pepto-Bismol sunset tips aslant and seeps into the water table like a sewage treatment plant. Rustpox swing set screeches on which feral children play. Their hollers strain through chain link fences all the mean dog day. Left at Colonial Drug, the local den of sin. Kitty corner across the street from the horse and buggy motor inn. A crooked mile past Murderer's Creek, just north of Indian Head Hill, lies our ever-improving village on the banks of Thornbush Kill. Powers that be won't likely vote for doing something rash, like plow the streets or fill in potholes or pick up household trash. Listen to the sea and the song of peace we say. Mart up, invoking eminent domain, in hopes it will kill off the local business that remains. Yet once there was an ordinance that you couldn't build no higher than the statue of William Penknife or the second parish spire. Wayward youth will enter our state-of-the-art brand spanking new juvenile detention center. Get your kicks at the 5 and 10 or the 12-lane bolodrome. The Ace of Burgers, the Rummage Roost, or the gloaming old folks' home. Got the county's largest junkyard, which truly does deserve to be declared an accidental wildlife reserve. And in spite of all you've heard about the underground oil spillage, you gotta admit we've got a heck of a view from our ever-improving village. We're not so bad, we're getting better in our ever-improving village. Song called unidentified flying objects.
Yes.
What's this? What is this? What is that up there that I spy? Unidentified flying objects in the sky. Blast planes, rocket ships, Hummer-racers in the air. Unidentified flying objects everywhere. Kites, birds, paper planes, contraptions burning gasoline, fools, dopes blowing around, appearing on the radar screen, kids, balls, paper dolls, hot air balloons that cannot steer, trash, rags, ballast bags, clogging up the atmosphere. Smoke, flames, clouds of gas, head-on collisions in the air, night, day, afternoon, ongoing non-stop hullabaloo, ghosts, spooks, things and stuff, winged people on the go, bikes, junk, antique cars, illegal trap in the sky. Unmanned spacecraft blowing up, worldwide bona fide, public nuisance up on high, light specks, silhouettes apparent to the naked eye, unidentified flying objects in the sky. Once a miller boasted to a king that he'd increase his wealth 10,000-fold. I have my darling daughter here, you see, who knows just how to spin straw into gold. The king said, though you be a peasant girl, I surely could not have a richer wife. Spin this straw heap into golden bales, then I will take you for my wedded wife. Fill this room with gold ere morn is nigh. Fill it or tomorrow you must die. She cried until a little man appeared, who said it may be none of my concern. Give me something in return. A living thing is dearer to my heart than all the treasure in this wide world o'er. You must give to me your firstborn child, that he might lay to fill my joyless days. Unless in 3 days' time you guess my name. Keep your child if you can guess my name. Is it Thomas?
No.
Is it Richard?
No.
Is it Harold?
No.
That is not my name. When the peasant girl became the queen, she said, I'll let no stone be left unturned, and sent her courtiers out to roam the earth to search for all the names that ever were. All the while the little man's refrain went on reverberating through her brain. The child is mine unless you guess my name. Keep your child if you can guess my name. I'll grant you this if you can guess my name. If and only if you guess my name. Is it short ribs?
No.
Is it sheep shanks?
No.
Is it lace leg?
No.
That is not my name. Woo! When at last the dreaded day arrived, the courtiers saw their queen was full of woe. Exhausted every name. There's one more thing Her Majesty should know. We saw a little man deep in the woods. He danced around a fire as he sang. Today's the day that I will jump for joy. I've made the queen to play my little game. Fortunate that not a living soul knows that Rumpelstiltskin is my name. Is it Casper?
No.
Is it Melchior?
No.
Is it Balthazar? Is it Rumpelstiltskin? The doll has told you that, he cried aloud. And he stood so hard his foot went through the ground. He seized the other leg with both his hands and pulled it swiftly upwards to the sky. So angry that he pulled with all his might, that in his rage he pulled himself in half. In my dustpan, I swept them up, I swept them up, and emptied them into the dustbin, where they belong, where they belong. I emptied them into the dustbin, where they belong. They belong, they belong in a bin, a bin. They belong in vegetables and rinse them off and rinse them off and loaded them into the vegetable bin where they belong, where they belong. I loaded them into the vegetable bin where they belong, where they belong. They belong in a bin. Your doorstep and drove along and dropped you off at the loony bin where you belong, where you belong. I dropped you off at the loony bin where you song from the 1920s. It actually dates back even earlier, but this is a 1920s version. In fact, different people wrote different lines, so it's not written by anybody. It's called A Horse Named Bill. I had a horse and his name was Bill, and when he ran, he couldn't stand still. He ran away one day, and also on night he ran with me. He ran so fast that he could not stop. He ran into a barber's shop and fell exhaustionized with his eye teeth in the barber's left shoulder. I'm going out to the woods next year to hunt for beer and not for deer. I'm a great sharpshootress. At shooting birds, I am a beaut. There is no bird I cannot shoot in the eye, in the ear, in the teeth, in the fingers. In Frisco Bay, there lives a whale. She eats pork chops by the pail, by the hat box, by the pill box, by the hogshead, by the schooner. Her name is Lena, she's a peach. Just only food within her reach, or toothpaste, or candles, or chocolate ice cream sodas. She loves to laugh, and when she smiles, you just see teeth for miles and miles, and tonsils, and spare ribs, and things too fierce to mention. She knows no games, so when she plays, she rolls her eyes for days and days. She vibrates, she yodels, and breaks the Ten Commandments. So big, the people on the earth look just like a pig, like a mice, like a katydid, like flies, and like fleasins. The balloon went up with its bottom side higher, fell on the wife of a country squire. She made a noise like a dog hound, like a steam whistle, and also like dynamite. Oh, what can you do in a case like that? Oh, what can you do but stamp on your hat, or a toothbrush, or an eggshell, or anything that's helpless? Like to sit down by the brook with a fishing line and hook and fish for clams and oranges and bananas. And if there is a sign so near that says no fishing goes on here, I'll hunt for buttons and for turnips and for candy. Woo! kids. They're sneaking around, walking in on you, walking in on you. It's true. Here they come, unannounced and unexpected, walking in on you. They're coming through. In the morning, they're multiplying twofold, growing in their numbers and their size. Picking flowers up, walking through your home, looking out for candy and for pie. Doesn't matter what they say, say it anyway. Dragging along a shovel and a pail, licking ice cream cones, eating candy bars, riding on their bikes or hill and dale. They think that work is play, playing all the day, innocent of worry and of care. Wasn't it yesterday that they weren't in the way, pestering their elders on a dare? The kids, they think they own the place, barging in to make themselves at home. In their bathing suits, with their great big towels, creeping forward to usurp your throne. The kids, the kids, the kids.